Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. This week, we'll be talking about Zoom Text. This is a screen magnifier for people with partial vision who want to use their computer but can't see the small print.
Although many operating systems come with built-in screen magnifiers, Zoom Text from AI Squared has many more features and capabilities. And we'll be talking with Derek Bovey, Technical Product Manager of Zoom Text for the Mac, about the features and capabilities of that product, the version for the PC, and what's expected in the future. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is, before you select adaptive equipment or software, make sure you learn about the options that are available to you. Many manufacturers and vendors are really good about answering questions even before you purchase anything. Here's Derek explaining AI Squared's policy.
One thing I always like to tell people is, you know, to not be afraid to contact us. I mean, AI Squared is very responsive to your feedback. We want to hear your feedback. We want to hear what you think about our products. So I generally implore people to not be afraid to ask us questions. If you have questions on any of our products, feel free to reach out to us. Send us an email. Send sales or support an email. And we do offer free trial versions of our products as well. So if you just go to our homepage of AISquared.com, you'll find free trial versions of Zoom Text and other products as well. So if you're new to Zoom Text and you want to see how it works, just go to the website and you can download a free 30 or 60-day trial of the product.
And these days, we have many options available to us for accessing our computers and for doing various tasks, both professionally and around the house. And so you may want to investigate all the options that are available, test them out, contact support, as he said, or the company, try to get a demo version or a trial version of the software or even the hardware product that you might envision using. Also, you can listen to shows like ours to get an overview of what some of these products are about. And you can also join some email forums to interact with other visually impaired people who have used various devices and programs and just take advantage of all the resources that are available to you these days.
Let's start by meeting Derek Bovey and learning about AI Squared.
My name is Derek Bovey. I've worked here at AI Squared for almost 10 years now. I am the technical product manager and currently managing our Zoom Text Mac product.
Can you give us an overview of AI Squared and its product lines?
We have products not only on the PC platform, but the Mac as well. Our flagship product is called Zoom Text, which is the world's best magnification and reading software for the visually impaired. We have a range of low vision products like our Zoom Text Image Reader product, which is a scan and read device. And we've also recently merged with GW Micro, who is the maker of Window Eyes, which is a screen reader product. So our mantra is that we've got accessibility covered. So with Zoom Text, all of our low vision products, our SiteQs product, which is a corporate website solution, and now Window Eyes.
The focus topic for this show will be Zoom Text, and in the final segment, we'll talk more about the recent merger with GW Micro.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. 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 Success.
This week's focus topic, as promised, is the Zoom Text screen magnification system from AI Squared.
So I guess we mostly wanted to talk today about some of your low vision solutions that you offer for people, in particular Zoom Text, but you do offer a number of other products. Can you give us a summary of what those are?
Yeah, sure. So Zoom Text is our flagship product. It's been on the market for about the last 20 years, Zoom Text on the PC. Our current version is Zoom Text 10. We have got products that will run not only on Windows, but we've also in the past year introduced a version of Zoom Text for the Mac. So the whole idea behind Zoom Text is to offer someone access to their computer to magnify and read information from the computer screen, to give them access to, you know, applications like their word processor, their email, web pages, and things like that. So our primary focus, you know, for most of the history of the company has been on the low vision side. We're starting to get into the blindness market a little bit now that we've merged with GW Micro. But we've also introduced some other low vision products like our Zoom Text Image Reader, which is a software and document camera solution that lets you take a picture of printed material and have it read back to you. So that will do OCR kind of on the fly. And we also have some mobile applications as well. We have two applications for the iPhone, one called Zoom Reader, which is kind of a portable OCR device that lets you use the iPhone camera to take a picture of printed material and have it read back to you. Then we have another product called Zoom Contacts, which is developed for the iPad, and it's a large print version of the Contact application. By default, the Contact application is really small text. It doesn't adhere to the settings within the iPad operating system to make the fonts bigger, so we recognize that as an area that we could focus on to deliver some quality applications for our users. That's kind of an overview of what we have for Zoom Text products across various platforms.
He mentioned OCR a couple of times. That's optical character recognition. And using OCR, you can take a photograph or a scan of a printed document, and the OCR software will recognize the characters and convert this image into text, which you can then read with a screen reader or just have it magnified or whatever.
Do you distribute any hardware products in addition to your software products?
We do offer some hardware accessories as well on the Zoom Text family of products. We have a large print keyboard for both the PC and the Mac. And we also have another accessory called the Zoom Text Camera, which kind of works like a desktop CCTV, but it utilizes a high-definition webcam, so it's a lot more portable. It's much more affordable. I always tell people you get about 80% of the features at about 10% of the price. So there are some accessory products that we sell as well, along with a handheld video magnifier called the ILO View, which a little bit bigger than like a portable gaming device. It has a built-in camera on the back. It allows you to magnify and enhance printed information, enlarge it, apply live color filtering to it. So if you're out at a restaurant and you're trying to read a menu and you're low vision, you can use this device. It's got its own light source to be able to read that menu without having to bother, you know, either the wait staff or folks that you're with to read the menu back to you.
We talk many times in the show about some of the built-in magnification utilities that are on PCs already, such as Windows and Mac. Why would someone want a solution such as Zoom Text? What advantages does it offer over what's built into some of these computers?
That's one of the first questions I think most people would ask, whether they're informed or not about products like Zoom Text. And there are a number of different advantages as far as using Zoom Text versus built-in solutions. First and foremost is the visual quality of the text when you're magnifying. If you were to compare the built-in tools, either Windows or Mac, you'll see that there is a huge discrepancy between the visual quality of the built-in versus Zoom Text. On the PC side, we have a patented technology called XFont, which offers crystal clear magnification up to 60 times. On the Mac side of things, we have a technology that allows us to not only sharpen all of the text on screen, but also the images as well. So the visual quality of what you're looking at magnified looks much better than with the built-in tools. Not only that, none of the built-in solutions offer any of our screen enhancements. So you don't have the ability to change many of the on-screen colors or your mouse pointer. In fact, on the Mac, you have very limited choices for your mouse pointer appearance. I think size is the only thing you can customize. And there's nothing similar to the cursor or focus enhancements We also have some very significant built-in intelligence for what we call screen tracking, which basically means when an application is either opened or you tab through controls or a dialog message comes up, ZoomText makes sure that you see that message, that it's automatically brought into view. The built-in tools do not do as good of a job as making sure the user is always informed of when that information comes up on screen. So you can imagine if you're magnifying your screen at 4 times and you're only seeing 1/16th of the screen, if a message pops up and you don't see it, it's going to take you a while to find where that is. So that's a very important concept that I think people often overlook. And really, you know, that doesn't even cover our screen reading and document reading tools. So on both platforms, whether it's PC or whether it's Mac, we have built-in tools to allow you to read any of the on-screen information, your documents, emails, web pages, and things like PDF documents. Most of the built-in solutions offer very rudimentary document reading functionality or screen reading functionality. And it's really universally accepted that these built-in operating solutions are inadequate, that they're not a professional solution for someone that has a significant visual impairment.
And usually those are just bare bones utilities, and you get a lot more flexibility and customization ability, as you point out.
Right, exactly right. Yep.
What range of settings do you have in terms of color selection, contrast, brightness, all of that in ZoomText?
That's a great question. So we have a set of features in our ZoomText products, both on the PC and on the Mac, what we call screen enhancements. There are sets of those that allow you to change your on-screen colors. So you can invert the colors if you want. You can create a black and white scheme. So you'll have a number of different presets, but you can also customize your colors as well. So not only does the user have the ability to change their on-screen colors, they can adjust the appearance of their mouse pointer and turn on optional enhancements like the cursor enhancement, which will really make the blinking text cursor stand out on your screen. It will apply these little either triangles or circles around where the text cursor is. When you're in a document and you're editing or you're typing, you know exactly where your insertion point is for when you start typing or editing. And then the last enhancement we have as far as the visual enhancements go is called the focus enhancement. And anyone that uses a keyboard to navigate, whatever item you're on is what we call, you know, the item that has focus, whether it's a button, it's a menu item, a shortcut on your desktop. And in Windows, visually, it can be hard to see what item is selected because generally it's a light blue highlight on a light gray background. So the focus enhancement, by default, it will draw a red rectangle around the item you're on, again, making it visually stand out on screen. So we have a suite of visual enhancements to help aid someone using their computer. So not only can they improve the contrast, but their ability to locate on-screen items like their mouse pointer, their text cursor, and where the system cursor or focus is.
Can you describe the various ways of viewing the magnified image on the screen?
In ZoomText, by default, when you're running the program, it's magnifying, and you're seeing that magnified image take up your entire screen. But there are a number of different, what we call zoom window types, that you can use to alter that view to either help your transition to full screen or use ZoomText in different ways. For example, there is a lens zoom window, which behaves much like as if you were to use a magnifying glass and, you know, kind of hold it on top of your computer screen. So there's one mode called lens. There's another called overlay, where most of your screen is unmagnified, but wherever your mouse or keyboard focuses, you'll see this magnified kind of preview in the lower right-hand corner. And then there are also a few different other modes, like line zoom, which will only magnify your current line of text as you're typing in a word processor. And we have 4 different docked views, which are basically split screen views. So top, bottom, left, or right halves of the screen are magnified while the other is unmagnified. We find that most people, probably 98-99%, are going to stick with full screen because obviously if you need to see something magnified, why not use your whole monitor to view that image? But there are a lot of people that might find it difficult coming to ZoomText for the first time and understanding where they are in terms of spatially on the desktop. You know, where's my start menu? Where are my file menus? So things like the lens and the overlay window can help kind of ease that transition and also gain an understanding to application layouts on their computer.
Now, you also mentioned that ZoomText has some speech capabilities built in, and I would imagine that must be a great thing to complement what a visually impaired person is seeing on the screen, because sometimes reading is difficult. Can you talk about how that works?
Sure, yeah, and I think that's the best way to describe that is a complement to what someone is doing visually on their computer screen. You know, by default, ZoomText is going to read wherever they're navigating to. If you open up the start menu, it'll tell you that the start menu's open. If you start arrowing or moving your mouse over items in that list, it'll read them back to you. So you're getting some sort of feedback, audible feedback, as you're using the computer. I think the main benefit to our reading tools is really on the document side. When you're trying to access something like a Word document or a web page or a PDF, ZoomText has some built-in tools to make it easy for someone to consume that information. And on the Mac, we've just introduced a pretty revolutionary tool called WebReader, which basically takes out all the guesswork for having to read content on the web. If you open an article or you go to Google News and pick out any of those news articles, you're likely brought to a page that has a lot of ads on it, has a lot of extraneous content that you might not necessarily be interested in reading. And this particular feature will automatically extract just the important article information and start reading it back to you. So I've even done demonstrations, live demonstrations, where we've opened a page that has an advertisement that pops up over the top of everything that you have to close before you can even see the article. And in this case, you can just use WebReader without even having to worry about closing this message. It'll read the information back automatically for the user. It really takes out the guesswork, I guess, is the best thing to say about that. But in any event, getting back to talking about the importance, I really think that, you know, the tools that we have in ZoomText really give people the ability to consume information easily. Any electronic text, whether it's an email, a document, PDF, or something on the web.
And I take it the speech is optional. One doesn't have to have the computer reading back everything to them.
Yeah, that's correct. You can turn speech on or off at any time. And the document reading tools are things that you would launch on demand when you need them.
And what kind of options do you have for the speech in terms of speed or voices or any of that?
You pretty much have everything you could imagine as far as speech settings go. ZoomText ships with a number of human-sounding voices. You can adjust the speech rate, the volume. You can even adjust the pronunciation of those speech engines if you'd like. If they mispronounce your last name, for example, you can customize those.
And how many languages is ZoomText available in?
So ZoomText itself is available in more than 20 different languages, and it's sold in more than 45 countries around the world. So the product is also sold and localized worldwide. And I just wanted to make one quick point about the Image Reader product. One of the new things we've done with the ZoomText Image Reader product is introduced a multilingual edition. So what this means is that you can now capture and read printed material in over 150 different languages. And the captured text can be read aloud by your choice of over 70 premium quality ZoomText voices. And it actually does it on the fly automatically. So if you were reading an English document and then you place down a document that had text in Spanish, it would automatically recognize that and switch the voice on the fly as you were reading the content. So very cool technology that we have going on in the Image Reader product.
Can ZoomText be controlled by using the keyboard?
Even though ZoomText is more of a low vision focused product, I'm going to say 99% of the features in the product can be used and manipulated via the keyboard. There's only two features that you need to either define or invoke with the mouse. So even if you don't use a mouse or you have very limited vision, we've had blind users take our Zoom Text University training courses and be able to keep up with all of the low vision or sighted individuals that were in that training group. Because like I said, 99% of the features you can still access via the keyboard. There are some certain ones that are easier to use with the mouse, like our app reader tool, which is one of our reading tools, that you can define its starting position by clicking the mouse, but you also have the ability to launch the doc reader tool via the keyboard and then navigate using arrow keys to start paging through the document to get to the same spot. So you don't have to use the mouse. In a lot of cases, it's easier to use hotkeys when using Zoom Text.
So you have some choice of navigation methods.
Yep, correct. We generally like to make sure that there are two ways to get to every feature. One being via, you know, the mouse, either like a toolbar button or a menu option, and then also an associated hotkey with it. So you don't have to go down one path to access any individual feature.
Well, it's nice to have that flexibility.
You mentioned Zoom Text University. What varieties of training and or support do you offer to your customers?
We've got a wide variety of support and training options available. First and foremost, we have our Zoom Text University offerings, which is an in-person training opportunity where we go into a facility or an organization. And generally, the classes range from about 5 to 10 or more students. It's a two-day class, and we cover using Zoom Text 10.0 in Windows 7 with Office 2010, and basically run you through the gamut of all the features. We start on the magnification side of things, then go through the reading tools. We'll show you how to use Zoom Text with Office applications. Along with that, we do have free live webinars that we do generally weekly. Those are all free. You can sign up for those on our website. You just sign up and you log in at the specified time. They're all archived on our website, so you can see any past webinars we've done as well. And the last thing is we also have a Zoom Text certification program.
Now for this week's final item, a recent announcement from AI Squared, what's coming next, and how to get more information or products from them.
As many people might know, AI Squared and GW Micro have recently formed a partnership. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So I think one of the things to understand about the merger is that both AI Squared and GW Micro have had a strong partnership in the past. But now we believe that, you know, we're stronger with this merger. We've combined our resources and technology to focus on not only the low vision side of things, but also serving the blind community as well.
So you talked about making this partnership, and you both have traditionally made very separate products, the low vision products like Zoom Text that AI Squared has made, and the more fully functional screen readers with speech made by GW Micro in terms of window eyes. Now, you talked about how AI Squared can use a lot of keyboard commands and so can window eyes. And I'm wondering, are those keyboard commands similar, or does your partnership and merger mean that those will become closer so one can operate these two programs together?
That would be the plan. I mean, obviously what we'd want to have is kind of a more homogeneous product offering for both, you know, low vision and blind users. I mean, that's our goal moving forward. Right now, as far as the individual products go, Zoom Text and Window Eyes on their own, it's kind of status quo. And there's nothing significant changing in either product that will impact existing users. But moving forward in the future, obviously part of our plan is to take technologies from both products, you know, to make something that can satisfy both individuals in the blind and low vision communities.
Do you have any longer range strategies that you can share with our listeners at this point, or is a lot of that still in the incubation stage?
Yeah, I think it's, unfortunately, it's a little too early at this point to share anything concrete, but the primary goals of the merger were really to just combine our strength and expertise and to really deliver better versions of our existing products. And then to kind of round out our family of product offerings to cover the complete spectrum of vision loss, not just low vision, but slight vision loss to total blindness. So that's really our plan. We don't have any, you know, strict dates as to when we're delivering what or what we're delivering as far as the product goes. But certainly having the combined efforts and AI Squared having expertise in the low vision side and GW Micro having expertise in the blindness side, we really think that we can kind of help each other make a really great product that's easy to use. It has all those hallmarks of other AI Squared products, you know, easy to use, intuitive, affordable, with great sales and support behind that.
Well, those are very complementary products, the low vision products and the products that are more traditionally made for totally blind people. And, you know, often when people are low vision, I mean, it's rare that your sight gets better as you age. And so people often make the transition into needing some tools that are a little bit different.
And that's certainly something, I mean, you know, Pete, you mentioned it yourself. You used to use Zoom Text and your sight deteriorated to the point where you needed a screen reader. And that's one thing that we've recognized. I mean, while Zoom Text does have the ability for you to use keyboard shortcuts and a lot of the features are still accessible via the keyboard, there are some features that you really need a true screen reader for. And we hate to see our users, you know, struggle to access information as their sight deteriorates, or have to, you know, switch to a different product and go through the whole learning curve again when they're already familiar with a product and how it works and how it behaves and how they're supposed to use it. So I think that this merger allows us to provide better and more support for those users regardless of how their eyesight changes in their future. You know, they can feel comfortable knowing that they bought the right product from the right company. You know, they've got a sense of familiarity there with the product and the organization as well.
And where can people find out more? How can they contact you if they want to learn more about Zoom Text or any of your other products?
To find any and all information about our products or about the company, you're going to want to go to our website, which is www.aisquared.com. So that's all one word. It's AISQUARED.com.
And is there a phone number?
Yep. The phone number is area code 802-362-3612.
Is that a toll-free number or is 802 a Vermont exchange?
That is a Vermont number. We do have an 800 number for our sales line. So the sales number is 800-859-0270. In order to get technical support for Zoom Text, you're going to want to call that 802 number.
And as usual, we'll have all of that contact information in our show notes at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
What does AI Squared stand for?
That's a question that we get asked a lot. And the answer is not as exciting as you would think. The name of the company is actually Algorithmic Implementations Incorporated, hence AI Squared.
That's it for show number 1428. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about considerations for visually impaired people who lose their hearing as well. We'll be speaking with Jonathan Mosen, who's been blind since birth and is now losing his hearing, about what some of the special issues and challenges are when you have multiple sensory disabilities, including what special features to look for in hearing aids to compensate for your blindness. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333 and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.